Anything Goes Podcast number 5, March 5th, 2006. Ghost. This is podcast number 5, and my name is Lex, and if you don't know, Anything Ghost is a podcast I've created to be a forum for everyone to express their paranormal experiences. Anything goes, you know, anything goes on Anything Ghost. You know, anything from a knock on the wall to a door opening, just email it in to anythingghost@yahoo.com, and I'll work it into my podcast and see you know, let's see what's going on in the rest of the world with paranormal experiences with people. And so today I was going to go over some things. My dog's in here. Come here. Let's see if I can get him to say a word. Here. Speak. Good boy. That's my dog. He's a good boy, but he's run into a few skunks in his life and kind of makes life a little unpleasant for us. But anyway, okay, good boy. So today on the podcast, I was going to go over. I got a couple emails, a couple stories that I want to tell, and then let me turn down the volume here just a sec. Okay, I was going to go. I had it cranked up a bit high. I was going to go over a few emails that I got, and then I was going to talk to you about the Queen Mary. It's out here in Long Beach, California, Southern California. And there's a Long Beach, New York, too, but we got one out here. And the Queen Mary's there, and it's supposedly very haunted. It's been on a couple TV shows, so you might have heard of it before. Okay, so to start things off, I guess I'll go over the emails I got. Let's see, I got an email from Jason, and he didn't give where he was from. Kind of makes it more interesting when we know where you guys are from. So if you get a chance, you know, I won't mention your last name. Just tell what city, state, or country you're from. And again, I'm from Pasadena, California, U.S. And oh, weather-wise, we're supposed to get some more rain tomorrow. Tonight, Sunday night, and then tomorrow Monday, maybe Tuesday. Thought I'd mention that. I usually mention weather at the beginning of my podcast. Okay, but Jason sent me a story. It's a really interesting story, and I'm just going to read it verbatim, and here it goes. My story begins about 12 years ago. I had just turned 21. I was very close to an uncle whom I would party with often. He and my aunt had been together for around 15 years, and had recently, well, 6 years previously, moved into an older home. They had been in the house only a short time before they began to experience strange phenomena. Disembodied voices, apparitions, noises, odd scents, the whole shebang. I could write volumes on the experiences that my family members have had there, but I will try to keep it short as possible today. I was staying the weekend with said uncle, and we had just wound down for the night. Everyone was getting ready for bed. I should state that we had not been drinking or smoking anything that night, so I was pretty level-headed as I got ready to sleep on the couch. There were several rooms in the house, but I chose the couch when I stayed there due to experiences others have had in other rooms. There have been sightings of apparitions in the living room, which is where the couch was, but no one had been touched or spoken to in that room. I considered it an easier place to get sleep for those reasons. I got settled in the couch and, as is typical of me, covered my head with my pillow. I have done so since I was a young child. I started that particular habit after reading a book about ghosts that had the story of Lincoln's ghost waking up people by staring them in the eyes while they were asleep. Instant childhood terror, let me tell you. But I digress. I had been asleep only a short while before nature began calling. I got up and made my way down a very long, dark hallway to the bathroom. I will admit that I was still asleep somewhat, so I was having to feel my way down the hall. As I neared the bathroom, the door swung inward, and out walked a woman, or apparition of a woman, that appeared to be in her early, late 50s or early 60s. As I saw her and stopped dead in my tracks, so she saw me and stopped herself. We looked at one another for what seemed like an eternity, although in reality it was probably no more than 2 or 3 seconds. She seemed as surprised to see me as I was to see her. Once the initial shock passed and my body was able to move again, I blinked, at which point she disappeared. She did not fade away or turn into a wisp of smoke, but simply ceased to be in the spot that she was previously in. I thought about this endlessly that night. She appeared as real as any other person when I saw her, which at times leads me to believe that, if possible, she may have been seeing me in a different time. Although the experiences in the house lead me to the ghost conclusion. Although the other experiences in this house lead me to the ghost conclusion. And that's Jason's story. That's extremely interesting. Thanks for sending that in, Jason. And what I found interesting was his mention of the fact that the apparition may have been from a different time. Because years ago I heard the theory of, I believe it was Einstein, had a theory that we think of time as a line. You know, when you think of time, you think of tomorrow or yesterday, and you visualize it as a straight line. Whereas he was saying time is actually more of a curve, and it's possible to jump from one time to another time. That's very interesting. I guess that's one theory on what hauntings are. But that's the way I always thought of UFOs. I don't have a burning desire, interest in UFOs, but that was always my thought, that they were more of time travelers from the future rather than a different planet. Maybe from a different planet at a different time. But to me, it's just a different time. And that was Jason's story. Okay, and the next one is from Aaron. And once again, the neighbor's dogs are barking, so don't think it's EVP of a dog. But, yeah, we got two little Pomeranians that yip-yap all day long that are out front. But anyway, this is from Aaron, and he didn't say what city he was from either, so I don't know, I can make one up. Oh, this is Aaron from Alaska. And Aaron, he wrote me an email, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. Excuse me if I stutter or stop, but Aaron writes, I've always had things of paranormal happen to me. My house has three doors in a row, doorway that opens to another doorway, and a friend of mine said that Feng Shui says that it's a bad energy flow. My friend always gets shivers in my room, even in the middle of summer. I've been quoted to sleepwalk and to sleep curse and yell quite often when I stayed in my room. I would always get an odd creepy feeling walking around the house alone. My dreams were always a bit unnerving, and my friends, at least four of them, believe I was possessed and have said that they've had their own kind of experiences there. Lights would too often break when you turn on the lights. It's funny, I was just reading about, what was it? I guess it wasn't the Queen Mary. I was going through some stories to read tonight, and they were talking about this one haunted place that they have to keep replacing light bulbs because they go out within a few hours, or I don't know, a few times of use in this one haunted area. But anyway, yeah, it's a pretty scary thing when a light bulb pops, isn't it? Let's see, lights would too often break when you turn on the lights, and my dogs would often bark for no reason that I could ever find. One time, I was discussing these events with a friend of mine when the whole block I was driving on, and the block before me, and the block ahead of that, went out. I got the shivers. EVPs and the same thing for TV scare me a lot. I've always wanted to try it, but never could. Same with the Ouija board. I have one. It's still in its plastic wrap, unopened, because my friends are forbidding me to open it. Interesting, huh? Yeah, Aaron, that's great. Thanks for sending that in. Those are kinds of stories I like, too. You know, that's exactly what we're here for, or what I started this for. And, so next I was going to... Excuse me a minute, let me grab my paper. Next I was going to go over the Queen Mary, like I said. There's something else I was going to mention, but... Oh, well. Like they say, it must have been a lie. But, anyway, the Queen Mary is out here in Long Beach, California. And, it sailed for 30 years, from 1936 to 1966. And in 1966, it was anchored, never to sail again. I don't know why, I guess. Yeah, for a long time, the main means of travel was by ship. You know, plane. I mean, even on these, you know, from the 40s on. Planes didn't get really big until later. I know my mother told me that even when she rode planes back in the 50s or whatever, that the turbulence was just so awful that you didn't even look forward to getting on the aircraft at all. So a lot of people traveled by ship. You know, it's, I know nowadays it's just people just take it to go on cruises and stuff, but back then it was a way to travel to Europe and, you know, maybe even New York. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but anyway, I know Long Beach Port was just huge with the... It was bustling back then, back in the 30s and 40s. And that's where the Queen Mary was ported, I believe. And anyway, so they set anchor in 1966, and it became an attraction. And I remember growing up, because I grew up in Southern California, you know, there were always commercials, come to the Queen Mary. And it's interesting. I've been there a couple times, and... It's actually really fun. It used to be, if it wasn't free, it was really cheap. Now they charge a good fee to get on. And but they built this really nice aquarium right next door. So if you're ever in Southern California, it'd be a good visit. Go to the Queen Mary and get your chills and thrills, and then walk on over to it's literally a walk over to the nice aquarium over there. And anyway. Yeah, I know at Halloween they have like a haunted Queen Mary, or they used to, but it was okay. It was the type of thing where they jump out and scare you. But I'd prefer a regular tour. You know, I think that would be a bit creepier. But anyway, so some of the stories were the first, in early 1966 when it first anchored before they let the public on as an attraction, all the workers would leave. And they'd only have guards on the ship. And one guard told of... This is like the first weeks it was anchored. Told of... He was walking around and came to a watertight door. And the guard dog he had stopped in its tracks and wouldn't move. So the guard assumed, oh, there must be, you know, somebody in there. I better check it out. So he went in and found nothing. And he tried to push the dog through the doorway and it still wouldn't go. And they investigated it, and they found later that a crewman named John Pedder, P-E-D-D-E-R, who's an 18-year-old crewman, and he was crushed in that doorway that they were trying to pass during a watertight drill on the door back sometime, years before. I didn't write down the year, but so I guess they call him the Shaft Alley Specter. Because he's been, since that time, he's been seen many times. It's always the same description: a young man, jet black hair, a beard, wearing blue-gray overalls. And then another haunting. Also, a previous worker is seen in the white boiler room suit, the same kind they used to wear back in 50 years ago, you know, back when the ship was sailing in 1936 or so. And he's always seen tinkering on engine parts down in the engine room, which is, I always heard the engine room is the most haunted place on the ship. Let's see. Another haunting is one time two tour guides heard a tinkling sound. They turned around to see a chain. I guess like a chain that you hold as you're walking along a ramp. They saw it moving as if an unseen hand was using it for support. It was moving back and forth. There was no one else around. Another haunted place is the kitchen. It's haunted by lights going on and off, dishes and utensils moving, and they believe it was a cook who was killed in a riot on the ship by crewmates. I guess from what they say, they weren't happy with his cooking of late while they're out in the ocean, and there was a riot, and he was shoved into an oven and killed, which is pretty brutal. So he's haunting the kitchen. And then one of the more popular hauntings on the ship is the pool area. It's a really nice looking pool. If you get a chance to get online, take, you know, look up Queen Mary and plus pool, you know, Google it or whatever, and you'll see a shot of the pool. It's pretty nice. But at the pool area, there's a girl. They call her the girl in green, and it's a specter that's been seen. The security will hear splashing and laughter in the pool area. They'll run down there, and the water will be completely still. There'll be no one around. And then sometimes a security guard will see a lady in a green dress, or I don't know if it's a green dress or what, but a lady in green run behind a pole and then appear across the other side of the pool and then running from behind the pole on the other side. So it's pretty freaky. And then I remember seeing, I've seen a lot of things on TV about this, about the Queen Mary. And then they say that maybe they were just showing it, but I think there were wet footprints around the pool and things like that. I'm not quite sure, but maybe they were just adding to it visually, and I picked up on it that way. But anyway, and then there's also, from what my book says, there's a sailor in a white suit that wanders the pool area also. He's been seen walking around. And so I guess that's about it. It's been about 15 minutes. Yeah, I'll just keep podcast number 5 short. And so, again, send in your simple stories, your simple paranormal stories, and I'll read them on here. I'll read them on the podcast and get this forum going. And so hopefully we can, I don't know, get some EVPs on here or something. Maybe I'll get up the guts and start recording some myself. I have equipment for it. I just haven't gotten around to doing it. I guess it takes a lot of work, you know. And check out my favorite site, hauntednewjersey.com. They have an excellent podcast series, I guess you'd call it, going on. And then another one of my favorites is hometowntales.com. They have a podcast. They were the first podcast I got interested in. Hometowntales.com and hauntednewjersey.com. They can find them both on iTunes if you're using iTunes. And that's about it. So everybody, I'll see you on podcast number 6. It might run a little late next week. I might not be able to get it done next weekend, so it might, maybe I can get it done on Tuesday. But if not, I might skip a week. So I'll see you on podcast 6. And again, here's my new tune. And take care.